Well, listen, we're going to head over to Scotland now, where local people aren't restoring anything. They're actually pulling things out with a digger, but fundamentally restoring, because it's a nice story from the northeast of Scotland, where there was real excitement during the week on the River Deveron, because a weir that had stood there for over 150 years was fully removed and it reconnected the river, giving salmon, trout and eels access to more than 11 kilometres upstream for the very first time in generations. The river, once again, was flowing freely. And it's really important for the likes of salmon because they are in a very bad state. Certainly in Ireland, their numbers have fallen by 90% since 1970s. The project manager in Scotland is Jamie Gordon of the Atlantic Salmon Trust. And the Trust's vice president is someone very well known to us here. It's our very own Ken Whelan. Good morning, Jamie, and good morning, Ken.
Good morning, Ella.
Good morning, Ella.
Jamie, you might just set the scene for us. What was it like to see the water flowing freely again after all those years?
Oh, it's been superb watching it all come together. It's been a long piece of work to get, and it was an early target for the Trust to get things moving again. But when that water was finally reconnected, it was wonderful to see.
And, you know, you get the diggers in. I saw the photos of it. It looks very destructive at the time. But fundamentally, what you're doing is you're allowing that river to open up to salmon that migrate up it and want to spawn further upstream. So for the first time, as I say, in 150 years, they can get above the weir now.
Exactly. They're moving freely, and we're hoping to see increased numbers over the next few years as migration reconnects with that 11 kilometres upstream.
And this reconnection of the river, it's not just salmon that benefit, is it?
No, it's the full ecosystem. We'll have trout and salmon and eels, as you mentioned, but also the wider environment. We'll have an increase of bird life, and we're looking to do some supplementary tree planting. We've installed green bank engineering alongside some large wood structures as well, and it'll hopefully increase invertebrate numbers, providing a food source for a variety of species in the future.
Ken, when you read about this during the week and you saw the photos, we have 74,000 kilometres of rivers and streams in Ireland. What were you thinking? I mean, we have an awful lot of man-made barriers in our streams and rivers. Are you just constantly thinking now, okay, we need to get on with that and do that here?
Yeah, I think the urgency in relation to restoring rivers is now very clear. And certainly the European biodiversity objectives have made it very clear that by 2030, they want to try and restore about 25,000 kilometres of river and stream in Ireland. I think the important point, though, is to make this morning is that this isn't just about great big projects. It isn't about massive great projects like you have, for example, on the Saloon in France or on the Loire in France. Jamie and the colleagues have shown that relatively small jobs, I know it's big for Jamie, but relatively small in the scheme of things, can have a huge effect. And here locally, we have a fantastic example in County Wicklow, where the East Wicklow River Trust got to work, and with the help of Inland Fisheries Ireland and most importantly the landowners, they've managed to do an amazing job at Ballon Glen, again opening about 10 to 15 kilometres of stream. So this can be done both locally and internationally, and it's the best way of countering what you just mentioned, which is this incredible mortality rate we're seeing at sea. There was a time when for every 100 baby salmon that went to sea, we would see maybe 20 salmon back. We're now seeing 5 or less, and we have to counter that. And putting the rivers back together makes a huge, huge impact on that particular challenge.
And it's interesting, Ken, because I suppose, and you know, people might think that the view of a salmon trying to jump a weir is sort of heroic and incredible to watch. It's a real feat. But in fact, it is utterly tragic, isn't it? I mean, they spend an awful lot of energy and time trying to get over these man-made barriers, and often they just can't get above them.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct, because when the salmon come into fresh water, they're not feeding. So they have this huge store of energy that they've got off Greenland or off the Faroes. These marine nutrients are giving them the food for sometimes more than a year. So expending energy trying to jump over a weir, it really doesn't make a lot of sense, and it means that they can get greatly weakened and they can spawn in areas that aren't ideal. What a fish wants to do is swim through these barriers rather than showing those, you know, beautiful big leaps that we know are sort of seen as iconic, particularly in the context of some of the Canadian films that we see. But in reality, the easier we can make it for the fish, the more effective they'll be. And I think the important point to make is that if you have a river channel, say the Devon that Jamie was talking about, that's 97 kilometres long. There's actually a relatively small amount of that river that's the factory that's producing the babies. So if you can open up 10 or 12 kilometres of the upper reaches, that is disproportionately important to the actual main channel. And everyone can help in this, whether it's local or whether it's national.
And we have, researchers have identified 73,000 potential barriers across Irish rivers and streams. I just wonder very briefly, Ken, what would be top of your list?
Well, certainly, I think some of the really difficult ones that we have seen over the last 20 or 30 years, such as the big weir on the River Slaney in Tlahaman, is a very complex situation down there. And obviously the River Shannon as well. I know there's plans afoot now to put in a fish passage around Partine on the Shannon, not just for salmon, but for all the migratory fish. That would be very symbolic if we could achieve that. And I think that's well on the way at this stage.
OK, well, listen, Ken Whelan and Jamie Gordon over there in Scotland. Congratulations, Jamie, and thank you so much for joining us.